Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Hey, the Carolina Tar Heels have had a tough time on the basketball court this year, but they've had a great time disrupting programming on WBT or the airing of the Carolina Outdoors program. The Carolina Outdoors has been preempted, but you can listen to other podcast releases right here by clicking the link. I'm Bill Barty from Jesse Browns and the Carolina Outdoors saying keep listening.
Hey, do you ever wonder what the outdoor guys are doing the rest of the week? Well, we hang our hat at Jesse Browns, and you can keep up by following us on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Browns CLT, to see pictures and happenings, not just at Jesse Browns, but all of the adventures that surround the outdoor guys at Jesse Browns. So give us a follow or a like at Instagram or Facebook, Jesse Browns CLT.
So, a lot of us live near the coast. A lot of us live near the estuaries. The estuary, the lifeblood of civilization, where the rivers meet the sea. Hi, Dave from Jesse Browns here, and I'm going to be talking about fishing the estuary. I grew up doing a lot of fishing on the estuary in the bay, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. So there are a multitude of species which makes fishing the estuary so much fun. Down here you got flounder, you got redfish, sea trout, kingfish, black drum up north, weakfish, striped bass, bluefish. There's tons of different fish you can catch. And a lot of them can be found in so many different kinds of areas because the estuaries are so vast. You have grass flats and marshes, you have oyster beds. So I'm going to give you a general on how to fish the estuary area. So anyone can go out, hit the shoreline, or go on your small boat, your kayak, whatever, and fly fish for fish in the estuary. So let's go over line. Line, since we're fishing for a multitude of different species and a lot of different temperatures, we can just go with a general purpose saltwater line, okay? The rods we're gonna be fishing with, 8 to 9 weight should do it in the estuary. Anything below 8, like a 7, will probably be fine. Anything above 9, 10, 11 might be pushing it, but a 10 weight will be fine as well. General saltwater purpose line will get you there. That'll be a good estuary setup for you. So typically, I'm going to be fishing with 16-pound saltwater leader, tapered saltwater leader. 16-pound kind of covers me for a range of species. I usually like to get the fluorocarbon in case it's a little big if I run into a school of baby bluefish or something like that. And then I have 16-pound tippet. If I'm specifically going for sharp-tooth fish, you can always buy some bite wire if you are specifically going for those species. But the 16-pound leader, 16-pound tippet should pretty much get you set up for what you're going to do and a multitude of different species on the estuary. So when I like to fish on the estuary, I want to look for spots that are going to kind of look obvious to most fishermen going out there. So some darker patches, some good cover when the tide comes up, maybe there's an oyster bed, something like that. What we also got to focus on, of course, is what are the fish eating? You'll recall I did an episode earlier about macroaquatic marine invertebrates. Now I'm going to be talking about some vertebrates as well. So I like to keep the classic clouser minnow. Always have clouser minnows with you. Clouser minnows are going to look like many different kinds of bait fish. Specifically, this pattern right here, that classic olive with that classic white, is going to look like a silverside or a spearing, a very, very common bait fish in the estuary. You will see them schooling up in the hundreds. Everything feeds on them. Everything likes them. The flounder, the sea trout, the redfish, the bluefish, they all like to feed on silversides, or spearing is what I used to call them. You also get anchovies, or you also get killifish. Try to match those colors, get a general bait fish pattern to bring with you. These are the just keep swimming. Got a nice silver lateral line down them. This could look like an anchovy. This could look like some kind of herring. It can look like a multitude of different bait fish that have that general silver color, and it has that counter shading, the white on the bottom, the gray on the top, a menhaden, whatever. We also have, if you're fishing in the more tannic waters, tannic being more stained with some of the detritus in the water, it's going to be more of a brown color. We also have that counter shading with the brown, the gray, and the white on bottom. Carry a multitude of different colors. Just bring a lot of bait fish patterns with you. you'll see bait fish schooling. You'll see little fish jumping all over the place. Anytime you're walking along the estuary line, if you're walking in the marsh or you're walking along the oyster beds or just along a shoreline, you're going to see some fish jumping. There's going to be all kinds of different bait fish, shiny bait fish in the water, and fish will most likely be feeding on them. Also, what else are you going to fish going to feed on? Your crabs, right? Blue crabs, fiddler crabs, or crabs. And of course, shrimp. If you're in the more southern areas, you get a lot more of the larger shrimp. So you definitely need to have some shrimp patterns with you. Everything feeds on shrimp when you get down into the more southern areas. Even in the northern areas, you have some smaller shrimp. You got your ghost shrimp and things like that, and your little prawns and stuff like that. So definitely have your bait fish, your crabs, and your shrimp. Always have those. Just keep those in your fly box when you're walking along the estuary or fishing on your boat, as I said. So you can fish a lot of these bait fish in the classic way: cast out, strip them in. Strip them the way you think the bait fish are moving, probably darting, doing a lot of darting, right? Especially if you see a school of bait fish. That is a very classic way to fish all your bait fish patterns, your clouds or minnows, your just keep swimmings, whatever, deceiver, whatever bait pattern is going to be using. All right, another great way to do it, especially if you're fishing crabs or shrimp, something that's going to kind of bop along the bottom, make it easier on yourself. Bring a big strike indicator. This is a 1-inch airlock strike indicator. Bring a strike indicator, have that fly on the bottom, that shrimp, all right, and use it like a popping cork, okay? Shrimp's going to be way down near the bottom. Strike indicator will be on top, and you're going to pop it and make that shrimp move. Pop it, make that shrimp move. Also, now you got an indication if there's any fish hitting it, just like when you're trout fishing, right? You're going to use a strike indicator the same way. It helps out. It's actually a really great setup fishing along oyster beds. If you're bopping along crabs or shrimp along oyster beds, go ahead and bring a strike indicator. Make sure you bring some weights to get those flies into the part of the water column that you want them to be in. If you got fish jumping at the surface, maybe hold off on the weights. Have it subsurface, right? Think about general things like that. Be aware of your environment. Look at what's happening. If you're fishing in a deep area, use the weights. If you're fishing in a shallow, flat, don't use the weights. If you're fishing crabs, gotta get them down there, use the weights, so on, so forth. Think about it tactically. When you're there, you'll notice it. There's so much life in the estuary, so much life in the marsh. It's got one of the biggest biomasses of any kind of ecosystem on the planet. There's so much going on. Be aware of it, look around, notice what's happening. Now remember, it's gonna be very tide dependent, depending on where you are. So if the tide's coming in to a certain area that would normally be shallow and you see a lot of crabs, maybe wait around for the tide to come in, because if there's a lot of food there, fish will come in with that. Some other key things to look for. Look for splashing, commotion, jumping. Could be a school of bluefish. Could be a school of stripers. Start throwing your big bait fish patterns, all right? Another really fun thing to do is where the water's coming in on the estuary, into a marsh or into a river, that's a great place to fish for flounder. Get your strike indicator out. Get a bait fish pattern or a shrimp or a crab. Put some weight on there. Bop that thing along the bottom. Flounder, although they live on the bottom, they are highly predatory fish, and they are a lot of fun to catch. They fight hard just like any other fish. Just because they have eyes on one side of their head and they lay on the bottom does not mean they're lazy. They got sharp teeth. They will hunt. They serve a very important purpose there on the bottom. Hunting those, they are adapted to hunt things on the bottom. Flounder, a lot of fun. Of course, we all, especially down here, go after our sea trout and our redfish, right? So always, as long as you have your shrimp, your bait fish, your crabs, you got some weights, you got strike indicators, you got some good leader, strong leader, you can bring a couple different sizes, just go walk along the estuary. All right, walk on the estuary, walk around the shoreline, walk through the marsh, explore, find these things you're looking for, be aware of the tides, and you will find some fish. You will find many different kinds of species, and you will have a lot of fun, and you will learn a lot about each species. Estuary fishing is one of the most exciting fishing you can do. There's so much to explore, and it's so big. Everybody be safe out there, especially if you're going by yourself. Always tell somebody where you're going. Have fun on the estuary. Don't get stuck in a tidal flat. If the tide's coming up, be aware when those things are happening. Stay safe, have fun, catch some fish out there on the estuary.